equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Ted Flynn, and we're going to be talking about his book, Idols in the House. And basically, as we look and see what's going on in the world today, I mean, strange things are happening. Massive floods all throughout the Dakotas and down to the Mississippi and Missouri Valley, and certainly millions of acres of farmland underwater. So the farmers can't get in to plant the crops. We find that in other areas in Texas, Kansas, the central part of the country, so dry that there's just no way that they can grow their crops there. Massive fires in New Mexico and Texas and sweeping across our land because it's so dry. And yet, of course, we had the snow in California in June. Strange weather, and then the earthquakes we're seeing. Now, I want you to know that the men can do all of these things. They can modify the weather. It's all top secret. We can't let Osama bin Laden know what we're doing. We have to keep everything secret and classified, but they have the ability. You can get the UN treaty signed back in 1977 off the internet. UN treaty. They talked about their ability to control the weather and have earthquakes and promised not to use them against the enemy, but of course doesn't promise not to use them against the American people. And we know that they do modify the weather all the time. Go up on the internet. You can hire people to modify the weather in your area and bring in snow, but if you get snow, then the people to the east of you will not get snow or rain. We seem to have taken God out of the equation, but is it perhaps that God is using evil people to bring calamity to America, to the whole world? The whole world financial system is on the verge of collapse. But don't you worry, we've just legalized homosexual marriage in New York. Doesn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? And, of course, well, people say, well, I mean, things have changed. Well, things haven't changed. It's immoral is immoral. If a heterosexual politician is involved in illicit sex affair, most people realize that's wrong. But they don't see anything wrong with homosexuality and gay marriage, and anybody who speaks out against it is immediately, certainly demonized by the controlled media. We've changed the attitude of the American people towards morality, towards God. And, well, with us this morning is Ted Flynn, and we're going to talk a little bit about the changing mores of our society and the fact that repeatedly throughout history, whether it be the time of Noah's flood, the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, or certainly repeatedly, God has brought judgment upon nations and the world that when they've turned against him. Good morning, Ted. Thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, good morning. I always enjoy talking to you and the people that listen.
Go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's funny. You were just talking about, you know, the weather and then, you know, the ability of the government to manipulate it and keep things secret. This isn't directly related to the subject of God's judgment on America with circumstances that are beyond our control at the moment, but there was something that I think was the dominant push in America in the wrong direction in 1947 with the National Security Act after World War II. It became clear that America had, you know, entered a new phase, and it had to keep, you know, people who were adversarial against America out of our business. So they implemented the National Security Act, which gave the government the ability to have a secret government, to where they could walk into a Senate chamber, a House chamber, or executive branch or whatever and say, Senator, that has to do with an issue of national security, and this will have to go to the chairman. So America really began to operate under a stealth government, which is just one peg in this whole smorgasbord of right now, really where America is. We could get into the weather. We could, you know, you can't really pick right now a social indice that's not in free fall or is already beyond repair. We're the 23rd great empire in world history. They all rise the same way, they all peak the same way, and they all descend exactly the same according to the great historians. And we're just, you know, in the final descent as a great empire. You know, Rome officially fell, I think, in 453 is the date historians give it as the end of the Roman Empire. And the British, and, you know, they had a long run. And I don't think it's going to happen immediately. But all of the seeds of corruption are really well done. And, you know, I look at the scriptures that it is God who grants favor to a nation. It is God who puts up a protective hedge. It was the American fidelity to faith, which I think is literally the very definition of what became known as American exceptionalism. And, you know, we have just forgotten what made us great. There was that very famous saying in 1922, of the babushka, and, you know, the old woman in Russia, when asked, you know, what happened, and she said very, very simply, we forgot God. And that, in my opinion, is where we are. I think there's one passage in Scripture, one chapter in Scripture that says this better than any other place, and it's Deuteronomy 28. Which is the blessings and the cursings of a nation. So, you know, for somebody to believe this, they would have to be, you know, Christocentric. They would have to be a believer. They would have to see the supremacy of the scriptures. They would, you know, have to buy into this theory. And so many people today, due to the spiritual abdication of any sort of, you know, responsibility to scripture, they've forgotten all of this. You know, we're just like the civilizations of old. And Deuteronomy is very, very clear. I mean, this is the state of America today in our empire. There are 14 verses, just 14, where God grants favors to a nation. 14 blessings. I will make your family prosperous. I will make your land fertile. You know, the weather will benefit you. You know, the social structures. It's very, very brief.
Hold that thought, Ted. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to health, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and certainly Ted is talking about in Deuteronomy, where, of course, God tells about his blessings for a nation that follows him, and, of course, what happens to a nation that doesn't. Pick up the story there, please.
Well, you know, it's a brief passage, you know, and then in verse 15 of Deuteronomy 28, it gets into the if-then clause, if my people do this then. And then all of a sudden it shifts to the cursings of a nation. And from 16 on, 40 is the equivalent of almost three and a half times the number of verses of how God will judge a nation. But, you know, your listeners are very, very geared to being in the fight. And, you know, rather than really talk about all of the problems that there isn't anybody that, frankly, unless they're, you know, living on a deserted island or like Rip Van Winkle, you know, I would like to just really focus on the answer. I have observed over the last number of years that a lot of believers are really retreating due to fear. They're not speaking up. And, you know, Scripture is very, very clear. God plus one is a majority. And, you know, where we are at right now in the world and as Americans is because we have remained silent. You know, C.S. Lewis spoke about, you know, should we concede everything away, was one of his quotes. And, you know, unless we speak up, we're watching right now, six states have just legitimized same-sex unions or homosexual marriages. You've got Vermont, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Iowa, and they just, you know, voted on New York several days ago. And they're going to take state by state, and that's only one symptom of our problem, the debt, the materialism. And it's very clear, Dr. Stan, all through Scripture, it is God who grants favors. He puts up a protective hedge. And, you know, as the book of Revelation speaks to the seven churches, you know, in contemporaneous in history, you know, Thyatira, Pergamos, Ephesus. And to the church of Ephesus, you have left your first love. We have abandoned the spiritual for seeking temporal answers. And that's been the mistake of America. Several weeks ago in the Wall Street Journal, I had an article. It was by Peggy Noonan. It was very interesting. She talked about a large percentage of Americans don't believe that Obama was born in America. Two, then that went to the deathers. The birthers went to the deathers issue that, you know, a lot of people didn't believe that, you know, Obama, Osama bin Laden was murdered when he was murdered and had been taken out years in advance. What she pointed out was very, very interesting, that there is such an inherent distrust of America that no matter what the government says, a large percentage of people don't believe it. That's the root of the problem, wherever it's coming from. The point isn't really the birthers or the deathers or anything. It's the eclectic bigger issue that the large population of America doesn't believe anything because the state is so much out of control. Let's, you know, abandon anything that's coming from it. So that's the division, I think, that we're living with, you know. But I think America's really got to focus in on the answers, getting back to spirituality and being very vigilant in speaking the truth and not retreating. I think there's a fear in the believing community from being forthright and speaking it in gentleness, love, but nonetheless speaking it in truth. And you see that all day, I would think, Dr. Stan, on your end of the line.
Well, I do believe that there is an awakening. I know my next-door neighbor, who I certainly, like, you know, we've lived there for ever since I got started in this 16 or 17 years ago, and not until I talked to him yesterday did he say, what's really going on? Who are they, this group of they that people talk about who are behind what's going on? And he said, you know, something's wrong. Something's seriously wrong. I don't know why the American people are more upset. Well, because he's a perfect example, but we're working with him, and we hope we get him educated. No, Ted, I think there is an awakening there that is just beginning. And, of course, the majority of our people are still God-fearing people, even though they've infiltrated our seminaries, they've infiltrated our churches and our synagogues. They control the thinking of so many people. Even the people who go to apostate churches know something's wrong. They're just looking for answers, and when they hear it, why, we have people who listen and get up early in the morning and listen to this program and listen to our program late at night, and those programs run until 1 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. People are looking for answers, and hopefully you and I can help them reach them. Go right ahead.
Well, I've got to tell you, I would really like to think that the majority of Americans are God-fearing people, but I fear, I am concerned right now that that isn't exactly where we're at, because I don't think that if we were a God-fearing nation, that we could be electing the leaders right now and allowing that crap to be going on. And, you know, we are right now going down the tubes faster than a Roger Clemens fastball. I mean, this country better wake up in a real hurry. I mean, there are a few things that have just, you know, if you really look at the state of spiritual awareness. I had a friend who's an elderly man who I've been close to for about 20 years. He told me the other day that, you know, before Easter, a 40-year-old couple who were Christians, you know, they said they were believers, they asked him to explain the meaning of what Good Friday was about. I have a friend who I've been close to over a number of years. He was a landlord of mine, and I was kind of just a buddy to him, and at 52 years old, we began to talk, and this was the beginning of the relationship, and I asked him, because he was having a lot of family problems at the time, and I was kind of helping him out, and I said to him, I said, can you name for me the four Gospels? He could only do Matthew and John. Several years ago, they had a poll in New York, and they asked grade school kids to on a quiz what was Sodom and Gomorrah, and they thought they were a married couple. Now these are only three illustrations of the complete lack of spiritual awareness. We are accountable for what we don't know. We are obligated to learn the truth, to speak the truth, to live the truth. And you have that degree of spiritual unawareness, can you really expect anything godly coming from that individual? The answer is no. We're a nation right now with 44.3 million people on welfare. We have entitlements. The vast majority of Americans, you have illegal aliens voting. America has voted for an economic bread king, just like they did in the Old Testament, just like they did after the Weimar Republic, the Treaty of Versailles, what happened with Germany. When Hitler came along, he was bringing them to economic prosperity, so they pledged allegiance to the flag, and there was a Nazi flag, even though it was a Christian nation. Desperate governments do desperate things, and we're moving in that direction very, very, very fast because we're broke. And unless we begin to speak up with abandon to truth, we don't have a future. But frankly, it's people like you with your show that are just frankly educating people because they're not hearing it from the pulpit because it's silent, because they're living in fear, and they're just totally preaching a gospel of social justice rather than scriptural truth. So I think America is at a tipping point where because all of the social indices throughout America are broke. But I have great hope that things can turn around, but we've got to be vigilant in not speaking or holding the truth back when we're asked to. Because I'll tell you one thing, I sure don't see any sort of reticence or reluctance to push the homosexual agenda, the abortion agenda, the euthanasia, eugenics. I don't see that side holding back and speaking the truth one bit. I mean, are you feeling from your own listeners and people that you're speaking to that there is a general awakening?
Well, yes, I do. I think that they know something's wrong. They don't know what's wrong. They can't connect the dots. They know something's wrong. They don't like to think about it. I mean, there are an awful lot of people out there who don't like to think about it. But they'd like to know what's going on. They want to get things back the way they were, the good old days. But they don't understand those good old days are gone. We today spend 40 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. And there is no hope that is going to change. You cannot spend your way into prosperity. You spend your way into debt. We're going out down the same route that other countries have gone. Debt destroys nations. Our leaders are intent, not accidentally, not by some accident. They want to destroy the economic structure of our society. When people can begin to understand that, and what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, and which you cover so beautifully in your book, The Hope of the Wicked, came out about the same time my book did. Why, only when people can understand that can they begin to understand there really are people who are intent upon the destruction of our society, because they are inherently evil. And until we address the evil that permeates every aspect of our society, and the fact that there really are organizations here that worship Lucifer, the prince of this world, and that these people hold the reins of government, and they are working within our churches, and within our schools, and within our military, and within our foundations, and within our educational system, not until that becomes apparent are people going to hopefully
evil get involved. Evil is very organized. I have been, we've kind of had a ministry in Washington, D.C. and beyond that has very much tried to unite ministries. I have been amazed over the years, especially as I've grown older, because, I mean, we've been doing this, stuff for 35 years here. And the desire for people to nitpick and to speak about either theological differences that frankly don't matter. In the entire scheme of things, the things that people to divide about, that they choose to divide about, really don't matter. And rather than giving liberty on those unessentials, they choose to divide. When evil is very well organized, you speak about the organizations. I'll ask people, do you believe in God? And the vast majority, will always say yes. Well, how does he work? He works through his people, which often is the church, but it's his people in that body. And then you ask, is there a devil? And they go, yeah. But very few can really, you know, there are bad people. You know, there are the Whitey Bulger types that are very, very visible, that all of a sudden he's caught in California and has moved back to Boston. He's a real bad guy. But what's very, very interesting, though, very few can articulate the organizations of how evil works. And it's because I think a lot of the believers are frankly naive. Detractors to this sort of theory will always get into, oh, the person's into conspiracy theories. No, it has nothing to do with that. There's an ideology to promote themselves from within, put people into, you know, to do away with monarchies and then get into democracies because powerful people can place those people who will have fidelity to them inside these organizations. So they have to do away with monarchies, and that's what the French Revolution was about, the Romanovs and the White Army and the Red Army, so they could begin to put their people in place. But until we really realize that evil is very, very real and is out to destroy us, we're not going to get it. I mean, after 9/11, there was something that was very interesting that took place.
Hold that thought, Ted. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Ted Flynn, author of Idols in the House. A great book. We'll be right back.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra. Gift of the Earth. DoTerra, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of DoTerra certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I've just been back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Ted Flynn, who's written the book Idols in the House, which we do carry. Ted, before we go on, would you like to get your website out? Any information on your work?
Yeah, it's more of an information. It's tailored a little bit like Bloomberg, but it's called sign.org, sign.org. And
okay,
it's really
fine.
Just, you know, we do a lot of the same sorts of things that you do through, you know, the promotion. We're more faith-based in the views that we think, you know, after living in Washington for, frankly, 34 years, until a heart is converted, you're never going to get God's best. We're not that political at all. We're geared more heavily to the answers to America are spiritual. On the other hand, we see the index finger and the thumb working on the same hand together, that we all need each other to get, you know, the Wilberforce model is really what we've always followed, you know. But we were speaking a little bit about the different perspectives. After 9/11, Barbara Walters did a special, which I actually wrote about in the book. And it was really, you know, America was very, very shaken. It was the first time anything had happened since, you know, December 7th, 1941 on our soil of that magnitude. And people, you know, approach this differently. A very large percentage of people were very, very angry. You know, songs were written about basically, you know, just retaliation and that sort of thing. But Barbara Walters, who I don't really know where she stands on issues other than her fascination with homosexual rights, but she was very clear that a very large portion of the people that she was speaking to had gone much more introspective. Like, did we allow this? What happened? So it's this different view again of the world, you know, of much more spiritual. Did we do anything to allow this to happen to us? Because there's this inherent knowledge inside that of a believer that if something goes wrong, you know, did we allow it? Now, there's a verse in Scripture, you know, Isaiah 59:2, that has always been a favorite of mine, that it isn't God who punishes. It's, you know, Isaiah 59 is, it has been your sin that has separated you from God. It's an amazing thing. It has been your sin that has separated you from God. And we're not dealing with this mean God of justice in the Old Testament. You know, we're seeing that civilizations decay or expire for certain reasons. And there's really only three or four, really. You know, civilizations are, you know, they morally decay from within, like we see with Sodom and Gomorrah. And you can see that in some of the great empires that, you know, they just thought they were so wise, you know, wise in their own eyes. And then you can see there is an enemy from without that attacks them, and they cease to exist. And then there's another one that is much more in Scripture than people are willing to either acknowledge or know. But you pile them all up one after another, and it's a very consistent method that Yahweh has for dealing with hard-hearted, arrogant, recalcitrant, stiff-necked people. And that is using the weather. And I've got to tell you something, that if anybody were to do a timeline of the weather in the United States and the world, natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, floods, biblical proportion, they would be stunned to see these things all stacked up one after another, which I've seen since about, you know, Hurricane Andrew in 1990, of how this is devastating the United States of America and the world. It's not just here. And it is unbelievable. I mean, just take a look what's happened in the last couple of years, whether it's the snows, the cold, this winter of 2011, the Mississippi River. Last time I saw, you know, the fires of the Southwest, God, it must have been a week or so ago, and it was already up to 1.5 million acres, and I see on this morning's news a fire is moving to Los Alamos nuclear facility in New Mexico. The tornadoes hitting 6-7 states. The floods. What's happening up in North Dakota? Over 4,000 homes. This is destroying state budgets, and this is exactly the method that that Yahweh has used many times to bring these people into submission to his will. He will not be mocked, you know. And you can see the story in Isaiah, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, with the punchline really coming in, you know, Isaiah chapter 9, to where people, you know, were like the same thing I'm talking about. And then all of a sudden, you know, the enemy from without, you know, destroyed Israel. And then all of a sudden, a certain percentage of the population came back and said, we will make that building stronger. We will make that building higher. Former Mayor Koch of New York, after 9/11, said the next day, we will make those towers stronger and we will make them higher as we build again. There was no internal reflection of what allowed this. Did the believer, did we allow this destruction to ourselves, frankly, because of our sin, something that is never spoken about anywhere in the secular press? Everything is explained away through ration, through reason. You know, Voltaire is alive and well, you know. And
people have forgot that God does rule in the affairs of men. People are unaware of the fact that certainly governments have the ability to create all of the things we're talking about. Remember, God can use evil and wicked men to bring about his goals and bring his punishment to nations, and can use one group of evil men to destroy another nation that is turned against him. And certainly just as he used the Huns to wipe out Rome because it had become decadent. Why, of course, I believe that today he is using evil men to destroy America. Because America, once certainly a great Christian nation, has turned against God.
Yeah, we'd be, you know, Abraham's favorite verse in the entire Bible was the last verse of Judges, you know, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes. It's very rare when you see a very wealthy, educated man that you can talk to them until they're broken. And I remember there was a Barna poll many years ago that was released by Jim Dobson's group, Focus on the Family, many years ago, that if you train a child in the way they'll go, you know, my years aren't exactly correct, but the principle is that if you train a child in the way they'll go, you know, from young age all the way to about 13 and 14, and, you know, faith is spoken about in the home and, you know, in the attempted living it as a family, even if the child strays, it was something like a 95% chance of coming back. From around 14 to about 19, if it hadn't been introduced through a Young Life type group or some sort of youth group or, you know, faith in the home, it came back, you know, it was only about 70% chance, 65% chance. Again, my numbers aren't accurate, but that's not the point. But then as it went later, if it wasn't introduced in college, it took a disaster for that person to
hold that thought, Ted. Hold the thought.
Florida Tile in Fort Collins is proud of our U.S. men and women in uniform. We thank you and your families for the sacrifices you've made to defend our freedom. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return home. We honor those who've given their lives to fight terrorism. This message is courtesy of Florida Tile at 1833 East Harmony Road, number 9 in Fort Collins. They support the men and women of our armed forces in our community.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'm just Dan. Our guest this morning, Ted Flynn, for the final segment of this morning's program. If you do have a question, why our telephone number is 877-254-7524. It's 877-254-7524. But go right ahead, Ted.
You know, I'd like to, we're kind of in the last portion of this, I think, and I'd like to leave with really great hope, using two historical examples where I could use 500 of them. And it's why I'm very optimistic. I'm realist, but I'm optimistic as well. I think civilizations go through cycles, and we're in one now. But literally all the way back to October 7th, 1571, and that's a way back in history, where all of Europe was in jeopardy due to the Ottoman Empire expanding. And there was a battle off Western Greece, what is now Western Greece. But all of Europe was very, very fearful of being taken over by the Ottoman Empire. And the church actually asked for prayer throughout all Europe. And all through a very, frankly, the change in weather, where the shift in the winds benefited the Christian group, it ended up that 210 Ottoman triremes and ships were lost, and only 20 Christians for that battle, which 30 then became inoperable. So really less than, you know, a little about one quarter of the ships. And Europe was very much at risk. And the same thing literally happened in 1683 in Vienna with the Ottoman Empire, and specifically against the Habsburg Empire that had been battling for 300 years. Through prayer and through a concerted effort of unity, Europe prevailed again. I think we're coming literally into that sort of moment that it's going to take America falling on its knees in repentance and coming back to scriptural truth. That, frankly, what made us great in the first place.
Amen to that. Well, we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Clyde. This is Clyde, Dr. Stan.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Well, a comment. I think what has made it so difficult, I think, in modern times to prevail in terms of a godly nation is that the centralization of power, which Ted has talked about, the centralization of power everywhere, and the technological developments have made it much more difficult, I think, for the church or for those believers to influence the general culture and society. I just think the centralization of populations, the centralization of economic power, the centralization of virtually everything, and unless somehow I think we can reverse the centralization. And I think that gets back to the monetary system. It's basically being centralized. And the creation of world government, I think that it's going to be very difficult to for us to even slow down.
Well,
my sense of things is that in my lifetime, the ability of the kings of the earth to control and direct people's thinking is 20, 50, 100 times greater than it was 100 years ago.
You're absolutely right, but who is behind this centralization? And I believe it is this organized force of evil.
It's our Lucifer.
Constitution,
and all of his agents on this.
Please let me say what I want to say. Our Constitution limits the centralization of power. It is because we have allowed these things to happen is we've turned our back on the limitations inherent in our Constitution. Our founding fathers realized that government governs best, it governs the least. And, of course, the whole idea, as Thomas Jefferson said it so well, the purpose of our Constitution was to take the chains off the people and put it on the politicians. It's gone just the opposite way. What we need to do, I agree, is limit the power of government, limit the power of wealth, limit the banking system so that a few men cannot buy up the centers of power and use those against the people. But I appreciate your thoughts. We're just about out of time.
Thank you very much, guys.
Any parting thoughts for us this morning?
Bye-bye.
Dead?
Yes. What was that? I wasn't sure. What was that comment?
I just said, what are your parting thoughts? We're about out of time.
Well, you know, I would say the centralization of power is really a fait accompli. Again, what I, you know, just said moments ago, I'd like to focus on the hope. God always prevails. Evil always loses. Right when you kind of think the battle is lost, you know, it's not. God made it very clear to, I love the story of Gideon, where it was 30,000 against a very small, and then it became 10,000 to 300. And the Lord made it very, very clear to Gideon. There's no metaphor, there's no allegory, there's no simile in this. It is very clear that the Lord told him that he would win the battle, not Gideon. Same thing with Elijah. You got to love a guy like Elijah battling the prophets of Baal at 900 to 1. Now, that's my kind of guy. You know?
Amen to that, and of course. But, of course, Elijah did not defeat the enemy, the prophets of Baal. It was God who did it. That's the important thing about this.
That's correct, and that's what we've got to look to. We've got to do what we're to do. We don't question. We stay in fidelity to what we know to be truth. And if I have one thought today, it's the believer not backing down to this social gospel of justice and tolerance. Truth is truth. And I, you know, as it was said, the truth, if spoken only by one, is still the truth.
Amen. Well, I guess it's been Ted Flynn, his book, Idols in the House, well worthwhile getting, well worthwhile reading, and understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And until we look to God for our source of victory, we'll never be able to, must realize we'll never be able to accomplish this on our own. Ted, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks so much. Look forward to having you with us again in the near future.
Okay, thank you. I enjoyed it.
God bless. All right, fine. That was Ted Flynn. We certainly recommend his book. And the thing is, we can give all sorts of excuses for what's going on. But I really believe we're in the trouble we are today, because America has turned against God. Unless our people get down on their knees and turn to God, why, we're going to lose this. And
we're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, good morning. Once again, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this morning was Ted Flynn, his book, Idols in the House, where, of course, he goes into the spiritual aspect of the battle taking place today. My book, of course, Brotherhood of Darkness, covers the same issue. If you haven't read it, you really need to. It will help you understand what is really going on today. Because, of course, there's not one group. There are multiple groups out there working against America. They're coordinated because they all have the same goal. That is to destroy the Christian faith of our people, to substitute with it a belief in the brotherhood of man under the fatherhood of government, which is really, of course, a small group, probably not more than 6,000, but they're organized through the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Club of Rome, the Trilateral Commission, the Skull and Bone Society, the Bohemian Grove, the Order, the Lucius Society, the Theosophical Society, Masons, Rosicrucians, and on down the line, the Family, and so many covert and groups organized, coordinated for the same identical goal, to bring about a one world government. Now, if you'd like to know what's going on in so many things, we are right across America. There's an effort to install smart meters. You need to get the book on smart meters, the four tape set on, or four CD set on smart meters. Why? Because this is something you can talk to people about. They can see it. It's tangible. Of course, the smart meter is designed to raise the cost of electricity. It's also designed to harm you physically because, of course, it's bringing additional radio frequency waves into your home. Some people are very sensitive to it, but down the line, all of this is harmful. Same thing with cell phones, which are harmful. They damage the DNA. They alter the sperm count. They break down the DNA and lead to cancer. They know all of these things. They just don't want you to know. You need to get the information. You need to find out all about Agenda 21, which is their plan, their agenda for the 21st century. You need to get my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government. And, of course, you get Agenda 21 or our sustainable development syllabus or our 14th set on sustainable development from Radio Liberty, all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Go there, get our information. Let me recommend, however, Ted Flynn's wonderful book, Idols in the House, which, of course, parallels the things he was saying this morning, goes into great detail about this spiritual battle that's taking place today. for the souls of men, for the survival of Christian civilization. The other side's organized. They know what they're doing. They control the media. They control the educational system. They control our banking system, our corporations, our military. All we have on our side is God. But I would be far further on his side than theirs. Again, pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology.